Open Windows, October the 5th. The Principle of the Cross. In John 21:18, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. When you were young, you were able to do as you liked. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. There is no safe place apart from the constant application of the principle of the cross. Safety absolutely demands it. Nothing is safe in our hands. The more the Lord blesses, the more peril there is. The greatest peril comes when the Lord begins to use us. Oh, it is a most perilous thing to be entrusted with divine riches, so far as our flesh is concerned. The only safe place is where the cross is still at work, touching all that is ourselves, touching all our independence of action. Take all the apostles, take Peter, a man who would act so independently, who liked to do things on his own and do what he wanted to do. We find it cropping up constantly. He is the man who acts without stopping to ask anybody. We have no hint that he ever got into fellowship with his brother disciples and said, I am thinking of doing so and so. Oh, I would very much like you to pray with me about it and to tell me what you think. I have no intention of going on unless there is one mind among us. Oh, Peter never did that sort of thing. He got an idea and off he went. The Lord summed him up very well. He said, When thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not go. That was Peter before the cross was wrought in him. But see him afterwards. Peter and John. Peter and John. Peter and John. Well, they are moving together now. There is relatedness. It is an acknowledgement that Peter felt his need of cooperation and fellowship, that he had seen the perils and disasters into which independent action led him, even where his intentions and motives were of the best. These are just glimpses of how the cross touches in our impulses, independent nature, our self-will, our self-strength. The cross has to deal with all that, to make things safe for God and to keep us moving in the way of increasing knowledge of the Lord, which, as we have said, lies behind all our value to the Lord, all our usefulness, and all our service.